Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Monique Harris. She
Monique.
was actually connected yesterday, though, but she wasn't able to finish her intake, so I was reconnecting her.
Okay, perfect. Let me just go ahead and check the information here. Okay,
Sure,
you can go
sure.
ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
so much. All right, Ms. Harris, she'll help you out, and you guys both have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you
Thank
so
you, I appreciate
much.
it. No problem. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, hello, is this Monique?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Monique. My name is Hannah, and we are speaking on a recorded line here. It looks like you were interested in getting to sign up for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And have you already sought legal representation in the past? Have you signed any documents with any attorney or any law firm?
No, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So you are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or signed up with any other law firm. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and was it yourself that had used a Depo Provera or was it a law firm of yours?
Myself.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and after using and taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year, were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I see, and again, I'm very sorry to hear that.
I appreciate it.
I'll go ahead and collect some information just so we can make sure all the information is correct when it gets to the law firm, okay? When were you
Yes,
diagnosed with your meningioma?
I was diagnosed on October 10th of 2020.
I see. Okay, let me go ahead and put that in. That's October 10th of 2020. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
September 17, 1995.
And did you say that was September the 17th of 1995?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else, maybe any family, friends that had also taken Depo Provera? Or was it just you?
I had other family members that took it as well, and
I
friends.
see. Okay, and were any of them also affected with the meningioma that you're aware of?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry to hear that. Who else was affected, if you don't mind me asking?
Actually, like two of my coworkers from years ago and my sister as well.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, well, after,
Yes.
we're able to, of course, assist you with getting you into this, if you did also want to share our information with them, just so that they can get, make sure that they're signed up as well, we can go ahead and do that at a later point, okay?
Okay.
And was it Depo Provera, the name brand that you had used for the contraceptive, or was it a different brand, like a generic version?
Pfizer.
Pfizer? Okay. Let's see. So you didn't use the name brand Depo Provera, is that right?
Was yes, but it was the Pfizer injection.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. And Pfizer, that's going to be Pfizer. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and I'm just going to go ahead and make sure that the Pfizer one is listed under here for the generic version. Now, did you ever use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to Pfizer for at least a year?
Yes.
Okay, so you did use Depo Provera for at least 1 year, and then you switched to Pfizer. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. Do you know how long you were using the Depo Provera specifically for? Do you recall, let's say years? Do you know how many years you were taking it?
About 5 years.
5 years. Okay, I see. Okay. All right. And in terms of the years, just a rough estimate, do you know what years they were?
About May 2015 was the start date, and I got some, well, I had some symptoms of like my irregular menstrual bleeding. I had heavy bleeding. I had excessive weight gain, mood swings, severe headaches. And with all of that, I had went to the doctor, and that's when I was diagnosed in October, and I stopped taking them in October.
October. Okay, so I will go ahead and put around May 1st of 2015 and stopping the usage of it, you know, basically October 1st of 2020, right around your diagnosis.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. All right, and thank you for sharing that. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and get some, of course, information here for HIPAA purposes as well. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me go ahead and put in your basic information. I have Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E. Is that right?
Yes, I have.
Do you go by any middle name or middle initial at all?
Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A.
Okay, I have A-N-D-R-E-A. And last name Harris, is that H-A-R-R-I-S?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And social, whenever you're ready.
439-917208.
Okay, I have 439-917208. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And what's going to be the best email address for you, Monique?
My first name, my last name, 0872@gmail.com. Too fast.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put that in. So I have Monique Harris 0872@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And this is going to be the best phone number for you for the attorneys to reach out to you. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, and go ahead with your full home address.
1160 Clyde Bank, C-L-Y-D-E-S-B-A-N-K, Clyde Bank Drive. The city is Harvey, State, Louisiana, zip code 70058.
Okay, let me go ahead and locate that. Bear with me a moment here. Okay, so I have 1160 Clyde's Bank, one word, Drive, in Harvey, Louisiana, 70058. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and collect some medical information for you now. Do you have the name of the facility or the doctor that had diagnosed you?
The facility was Ochsner Medical Center, West Bank. And the doctor, the neurosurgeon, was Dr. Zachary Dodd.
Okay, let me see. And you said that was Ochsner Medical Center, is that right?
Yes.
The one on West Bank. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, let me go ahead and put in their phone number as well. And I'll go ahead with the name of the doctor again.
Dr. Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, last name D-O-D-D.
D-O-D-D, okay, got it, I found him. Was he also the same doctor that had treated you for your meningioma, or was there a separate doctor?
No, he was the same doctor.
The same doctor, okay. On it. And prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you diagnosed with any other prior cancers?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and in terms of the prescribing doctor for any pharmaceuticals, is that also going to be Dr. Zachary, or is there a separate doctor for the one that was prescribed?
Dr. Zachary.
Got it. Thank you so much. Okay, and do you recall which pharmacy that this was going through?
Walgreens,
okay. And is that also going to be in Harvey or Kenner?
Harvey, the one on Avenue A, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see it. Thank you. I have their phone number as well, so that's good. Okay, and the hospital, you know, the at Ochsner Health, are they going to have medical records to show this diagnosis as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. All right, and who did you want to put in for your emergency contact? It could be a family member, a friend, a neighbor, it could be anyone.
My mom, D-E-O-N-K-A, Deonka is her first name.
Mm-hmm.
And her last name is Harris, just like mine.
Okay.
And her phone number is 504-570-0118.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right. And do you have your mother's address?
It'll be the same as mine.
Same as yours. Okay, got it. Let's go ahead and put that information here. Mother. Okay. Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure I got all of that. Okay, and I think I am all about set, so I can go ahead and send this over. And if I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone so that you can go ahead and we'll complete the DocuSign together, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
You're on speaker.
Okay, perfect. And have you completed a DocuSign before? If not, I can walk you through the process.
I have.
Okay, perfect. All right. So let me go ahead and send this over to you. And before I do that, I just want to make sure everything is good, because especially when it comes to these documents with retainers, they just want to make sure that it is all accurate before we move forward here. And that is everything. Okay, perfect. So I just sent that over. It actually is going to be sent through both text and email. So whichever one does pop up on your phone first, feel free to just click on that, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and then whenever you do get that completed, I will actually get a notification just to make sure that it is all good. Okay, perfect. So I did already see that come in. Okay, perfect. Everything looks good here. So again, I will get this information sent over to the law firm. They're going to go ahead and review it. Typically, it does take them about 3 to 4 days, and it is already weekend. So by Thursday of next week is when they should be reaching out to you just for initial contact. But don't be worried if you don't hear anything from them. That just means that they're just working on your case. Usually, they only really call if they need any further clarification on anything else, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, but I do appreciate your time today, Monique. Again, I'm very sorry to hear about, you know, what you had gone through after using this product.
Yes.
But if there is anything that we can do to assist you, that's definitely going to be our intention. And again, in the future, again, you don't have to do it today, but if you do have some time this weekend, if you did want to, you know, discuss with either your sister or the other two co-workers that you did have, that you were working with that did also experience this as well, you know, feel free. I'll text you my information in a moment here. You know, just see if they've already received legal assistance with this. And if not, we'd love to help them out as well, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate your time again. And again, I do hope you have a great rest of your weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.